Okay, hi everybody, this is Nikki Jameson. How are you? I hope everybody is well. Today is Friday, March 2nd, and although it's cold, it's a really bright day today, and I hope everybody's looking forward to a great weekend. So I've been thinking recently about art. I think about art all the time. I create art more or less every day, and as I'm creating art, I'm always thinking about things to talk about. So most of my chats on my podcast are usually free-form thought, but I find I have to jot some ideas down so that I don't ramble off in a completely different direction. But today I wanted to talk about art and social media, and I think I'm going to call this one When Art Beats Social. But in this case, we're talking about a little bit of an irony here, where social media actually becomes almost more important than the art. So there's no doubt that social media and technology in general have been great liberators to artists. I'm talking personally, the amazing things we can do just because we've got technology and we've got social media at our fingertips means that I don't have to be dependent on any middleman or middle person to get my art out there. This does not mean that it's necessarily easy for me to do on my own, but it just means there's an extra layer of independence which we wouldn't have, let's face it, without our various social platforms. So we don't have to rely on galleries telling us what art to do, what to create, and steering us in a different direction, and us never knowing who's bought our art, and to basically control who sees it, basically. We don't have to rely on that. We are free to be our own one-person show, if we so choose. And so we have things like Facebook and Instagram, which I love, Twitter, and you name it, there is a social platform out there for artists to get their art and themselves out there in the world. But there is a downside to this that I've noticed. So while we can be free to expose our art in our own way and get our audiences, we often start with people that we know, and we start on places that are familiar to us, like Facebook. I mean, I also have a blog and I have a website, so I'm not totally dependent on Facebook, but I do admit that I share a lot of my art on Facebook because there's a lot of people that I know there. So, and these people, and they're following my journey. And now there are lots of groups and pages on Facebook, and you can share, and it's a great learning experience in some of the groups that you can join and learn from other artists and just see what's happening and really build your own skill and technique. The downside happens, though, when you, as if you're an artist, is because we put everything out there, we get reactions by whether people like or comment or otherwise say something about our art or not, as the case may be. And there is a tendency, especially as artists are really quite, we're quite a sensitive bunch, that you can get very quickly sucked into the comment vortex or trap or whatever you want to call it. And that is, you put your artwork out there and you wait to see how many people are going to like it. And in your mind, you start getting a level by above which, if you don't get a certain number of likes or comments or smileys or emoticons, whatever you call those little things, you actually really begin to feel like you've had a really bad day, or even worse, that you've done really bad art, or that something must be wrong, or that, hey, maybe people hate you, and certainly maybe they hate your art. But the truth is, there are so many factors at play here. You may not have seen it. There is so much stuff rushing by in the different feeds, particularly on Facebook and Instagram, that if you don't see something in a split second, you won't see it at all. And I've been amazed at how much art that I've actually missed in different groups, which I see if I actually go in a different way and look at my friends or colleagues' work. And I thought, I didn't see this. I never saw this. So what can be bad for us as artists is if we start relying on likes and comments as a testament and judgment of our work, and to make us feel good and to make us feel that we've actually done something worthy. And what I want to offer today is that you don't need likes or comments to tell you that your work is okay. What matters is how you feel about the work. It's not up to us as artists to worry about whether people like it or not. Because if they're liking or not liking stops us from creating, then I think we have a problem. So it's very important, I believe, as artists, not to get sucked down that rabbit hole, because it's a vicious circle. The more you rely on them, and sometimes you can do something really, really popular, really nice, it gets hundreds of likes and comments. You put out something which you think is similar, so there is the first mistake, doing something that is really similar because the first one got lots of comments. You put out something similar, expecting the same response, and what happens? Crickets. And all of a sudden you just feel this hollow feeling in the pit of your stomach, thinking you must have got it all wrong. Oh my God, what have I done? This is crazy. I can't create, I can't do anything, my work's crap. And that is not the case. So it's a really good idea, and I have to speak from personal experience, that not to get caught up with this. Likes are not currency. They're just merely an indicator, and as artists, we have to just create for the sake of creating in the first instance. Whether people like it or don't like it, or don't see it, or have 100 other things on their minds, don't worry about it. And this goes for any artistic endeavor, not just visual art. You just got to push forward to creating your vision and doing your thing your way. Not everything is going to resonate with everybody else, and maybe not everything is going to resonate with you. Maybe you'll put out some art that's really not what you're used to doing, but you just want to do it just for the practice of doing it. I often do that. I mean, I have taken to creating art and putting it out there regardless of whether I like it or not, and regardless of whether people like it or not, because I found myself almost getting drawn to that, oh, I'll do this because this was popular before. And I'm thinking, no, that is not the indicator I am looking for. It's whether I feel I can create this work and put it out there. What people feel about it, they like it, they don't like it, it's great. I want to make people happy with my art. So of course I'm happy when people like it. But as soon as I've done it, I don't go back to it. It's out there. Apart from stories that I tell around the art. And obviously, it's great if it makes people happy. Likes are, they're nice. It's just, we should not rely on them. We should not use them as currency to get our feelings about ourselves as people and ourselves as artists and about our work. So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, to really check yourself. How do you feel when you put your work out there, if you're putting it out there on social sites and you don't get any comments at all, or you get hundreds, and then maybe you're trying to sell your work and nobody's biting, nobody's interested? That's happened more times than I can recall. And oddly enough, because I do sell my art that has sold, that I have sold, is often work that has got negligible comment or attention or reaction on any of my social sites. It is so weird when that happens. And it's even work when I've done it, I thought, I don't know what I think about this, that it's turned out to be something really special for somebody. So you never can tell. So what I would say is just have confidence in your own creativity, in your own your own art, and don't let social media platforms and the behavior there be the judge of your work. So until next time, I'm going to leave you with that thought. we're going to continue this particular subject with a slightly different direction. But until next time, this is Nikki Jameson, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.